Oregon has some work to do to improve its support of children, a new report finds. The Annie E. Casey Foundation's annual Kids Count data book assesses states on key indicators of how children and families are faring, and this year ranks Oregon 31st overall. Results were mixed among the different indicators. Oregon ranks 40th in education, but has made strides in health, up to 21st this year. Tanya Hunt, executive director of Children First for Oregon, says Oregon made health coverage a priority several years ago.
And we've seen how that's benefited our kids, not only in terms of their access to coverage, but also their health outcomes. And the results we're seeing from that are going to improve a whole generation. We need to do the same in other areas of child well-being.
The state has steadily chipped away at the rate of uninsured children. According to the report, only 4% of Oregon children are uninsured. Expansion of Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Premium under the Affordable Care Act, as well as the Oregon Health Plan, have been key to health improvements. The number of children with health coverage has increased across the nation as well. Laura Spear of the Casey Foundation says 95% of U.S. children have insurance and that this is a tremendous achievement that should not be jeopardized.
This is a real success story, and we want to acknowledge the fact that the country has made a significant investment and that we have the highest percent of kids with health insurance coverage that we've ever had as a country, and we want to keep those gains.
Still, Oregon ranks third worst for high schoolers graduating on time. Hunt says if the state is serious about improving, it needs to put its money where its mouth is.
Oregon has never strived to be below the median in how we live, in how we take care of each other, and certainly not in how we care for our children. So if that's true, then I think we want to be paying attention to these reports, and we want to be thinking about how we can collectively make some decisions that improve these numbers.
For the KBOO Evening News and the Oregon News Service, I'm Jenny Yokoyama.